Welcome to another episode of Lots of Lobang. We're back here in the studio again to bring you Deep in the Dark Night, Sean the Jew, and the Chindian myself, Josiah.
Yes.
Chin-Eye Indian.
Yeah. Don't mess with me because I'm carrying a knife. Ready to stab.
Ready to stab people.
Yeah. Hey, in Singapore, can the Sings like, bring their knives out?
Some of them do.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't it like a dangerous weapon?
It is. It is.
Is it against the law?
It should be.
Really?
Yeah, by right, it should be.
But because of the religious thing, they can bypass.
I think some of them quietly do it.
Right. They hide it.
Yeah, some of them quietly do it.
Yeah.
So, unless they get fucking frisked. Then
right.
They're like, why are you carrying weapon? Oh, religious.
Yeah. Why are you so worried about weapons here?
No, I'm just thinking, like, what if, like, a pimp daddy comes up to me and, like, hey, you have a nice ass, I'm going to pimp you out. I need to defend myself.
That only happens if you're in the U.S. and you're an aspiring rapper. Or an R&B singer, apparently.
Or R&B singer. Yeah, I have to be part of a certain demographic, lah.
Yep. But
yeah.
With the, what, breaking news that came out.
Yeah.
PDD. Okay, wait.
Pimp daddy.
Educate me. How did this whole thing come to be? Like, who exposed the whole thing? How did it come?
Okay, so there's this kid, some Jones something lah.
Right. He's a black kid, right?
Kid. Yeah. Apparently, he was a young or youngish
right
rapper
mm.
who knew P. Diddy from a young age.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So
not a good sign.
Not a good sign.
Yeah. Mm.
And this guy claims that he was they were attempting to
sodomize him.
Not only sodomize him, but groom him
into liking the sodomy.
Yeah, into a piece of meat for other men.
Right.
So at certain points, right, where they figure that this guy is not going to be receptive towards that.
Yeah.
They actually used like women, other women,
to tempt him.
To tempt him, and one of the women that they tried using was an underage girl.
Wow.
So
when they realized was another artist.
Yeah.
Cousin sister.
Wow. So when they realize that this kid cannot be turned gay, they decide like, okay lah, let's get a girl in to to help him.
Yeah, he was not willing to be sodomized, and
I think everything was recorded, right? There are footages, there's video, there's photo evidence,
and all of this was presented in the complaint that they made.
Right.
Right. Wow. So now they are suing PDD.
Right.
And they actually were speaking in quotes in the court documents saying that there's another rapper who's from the Philadelphia area
right
that's involved, and then some other very popular singer, all this kind of shit. So people like deciphered that as Meek Mills.
Okay.
And one guy is another guy is Usher.
Oh shit.
Usher.
Yeah.
Right.
So they are like, yeah, this is serious, like serious stuff lah.
Yeah. And I think that PDD has a wasn't he alleged to have raped someone like many years ago or something, like sexual assault or something in the early 2000s or something, right?
Yeah,
I remember reading coming across an article or post on Twitter that.
Yes, so yeah. there were rumors apparently for a very long time that this guy
is dodgy lah. He's a dodgy motherfucker.
He's dodge.
Yeah,
and he's playing for.
For the boys.
For the different team.
Did you know that he has attempted to rebrand himself as Brother Love? Not
Brother Love.
Yeah. Not looking good.
Yeah. On hindsight, I think it makes sense lah. Yeah. Knowing his proclivities towards men.
Yeah.
And it's not just being gay, but like
proclivities towards men, violence towards girls.
Yeah. So not just about being gay though, but like pimping young boys out, right?
Yeah.
You know, to other celebrities, to other people in his circle. I think that's quite disgusting.
Totally disgusting.
And aren't there rumors that he's running like a honeypot thing similar to like Ghislaine Maxwell, but more targeted towards the black community?
Mm.
Yeah, the black male community, rapper, hip-hop group. So, yeah, I mean, I never really liked him though. Like his music or what was his most famous like track?
No, he's one of those like producers like DJ Khaled, I think.
Right.
There are what's that thing? Collaborations and
okay.
Like bringing out new artists or something.
What made him famous? What shot him to stardom?
He's what's the old rappers? I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't really know much about him, to be honest. I don't really listen to any of his like music.
I mean, his face is for me is Kian Pak. You know, he's got those one things like you. If it's in an Asian country, it's like,
Dulan.
You look at his face, like, it's like,
he's, something's wrong with you.
The arrogance and everything down there, just like, you know, if you're not surrounded by your big Parsi or your thing, right? I just want to beat you up. You know, I just want to smack you, like that kind of feeling, lah.
Right.
Because he just has that look, lah.
Right.
You know, everything about him, lah. Just, and
he does a very pretentious look, though. To
him, right? And then, like you said, not all of us know what he's really famous for.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what brought him to fame, though.
The thing is, he's...
And I'm surprised that he's still around after all these years. Because he was big, I think, in the early to mid-2000s, I think.
It's 1993. Combs, PDD is credited with the discovery and cultivation of artists such as Notorious B.I.G., Mary J. Blige and Usher.
Mm.
So it's the artist that made him, like, he's the one that brought them to the international stage. Something like that.
I see.
Maybe what DJ Khaled also does almost the same thing. Like, he finds a talent, he collaborates with him, he goes there and just shouts his name, DJ Khaled!
Yeah.
And another one, or his famous catchphrase.
Yeah.
You know, now it's that thing, like, they're so afraid people don't know them. Like, you know Jason Derulo? Like, every one of his songs, he starts with Jason Derulo. And he's like, oh, now we know who sings the song.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, if everybody did that, right, it's like, before even a nice little ballad, you have to sing your name out.
Yeah.
Josiah Singh, then you start singing your song. Just in case, lah.
Just in case people forget my name, right?
Yeah, this is, who's this? Like, oh, where's this song for? Oh, he said it at the beginning.
Do you think PDD does that before he comes? It's like, PDD coming! And then he just like shoots his load.
No, now it's Brother Love.
That is like, what's his name? DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
The next...
Okay, so that is one.
Yeah.
And
Lil Wayne is Young Money, but that's his like...
His catchphrase.
So the court documents, right, the complaint, right,
yeah,
has pictures.
Oh, shit.
Ooh. And apparently, like, the submissions contain videos as well.
Wow.
Right, so...
How was all this leaked, though? I think someone pao
toh. No, it's not leaked. It's like, there must have been like people who are like, yeah, this is getting out of hand.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And then they did the right thing by going to the authorities.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. His wife is actually quite cute.
Oh, the guy's married.
No, the Cassie Ventura, the one that also...
Yeah, she is hot.
Wrote damaging and said, like, claims that he's abused her.
I see.
Wow. Mm. I think, it's highly likely he might be swinging for the other team, because I think he just hates that she's prettier than him.
Yeah. Right.
So, man, that's her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cute.
And she's a cutie.
Dude, and before that, he was J-Lo.
Quelopese.
Oh, he was banging J-Lo.
I don't know what they're banging.
He might be swinging for both teams, I guess. You know, a degenerate like him.
Well, I don't know about the... I mean, so where's this by music? Oh, now he really changed it. Love at Diddy. Like...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, damn. Anyways, that lady accused him of rape and assault.
Oh, Casey...
Casey Ventura.
I won't say Casey Anthony.
Casey Ventura.
The mother who loved her daughter so much that she killed her.
Yeah.
I can't find the
different,
one...
Different Casey. Different Casey.
I can't find the one for the boy.
Right.
Not yet, right.
Yeah.
But it's quite hard to deny it, right? They are like, you know, when did P. Diddy come out? Oh, different coming out.
Different coming out.
This was, he is well known for being a musical director. Like, he won 3 Grammys for being a director. I don't think he won it for his music. Like,
he's not a artist, I guess.
Like if he, I think, I don't know how it works. Basically, if you produce a music, he releases it, he gets nominated, and he wins, he comes out, and then he's like,
right.
I'm an award-winning producer. Then he did the shows.
Uh-huh.
What's the show he did, the reality show, where he gets like up and coming? Dave Chappelle did a parody of it. Like, he pretends to be did a parody
VMA
of the show.
Awards, no.
No, no. It's like he did this reality shows where he
gets AVA Awards.
He gets aspiring rappers and gets them to like do random tasks.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay,
Dave
okay.
Chappelle did a parody of it.
Yes.
And that was very funny. So he would like do outrageous things like when he wants to walk away, right, he'll just jump and have his bodyguard carry him away.
Yeah.
Right.
Something like that, lah. But it's I think they were saying like the parody isn't too far away from what he actually did in the show.
Oh.
Like in the show, he was also quite like in the parody. Mm. Dave Chappelle asked the rappers to go out and get breast milk. Get the best breast milk.
Dude, yeah. Imagine, right? Like Chappelle, right? He was just exaggerating what he has witnessed before.
Right.
He was one of the people who spoke about Kanye, what? Even before Kanye was big.
Right, right.
And I think, who was it? Jamie Foxx. I think it might have been Jamie Foxx or Chappelle. Someone shared the story, like, about how when they first met Kanye West.
He was talking about himself in the third person, right?
Correct.
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was at his house.
It's like, who's this guy?
It was like in a studio in his house.
Yeah, it was in a backpack and everything. It was just young.
And Chappelle was there as well.
But he was he was talented, lah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And very self-assured.
Right.
But also that, you know, the thing is that this guy obviously didn't care. He's at this place with like Jamie Foxx and the rest, but I think he was there and he was instructing Jamie Foxx like
that. And I think Kanye was one of those fellas, right, who was like saying that Diddy was being butt buddies with other fellas.
Yeah, Meek Mills. Oh. Yeah, you're right. Meek Mills one is like, now he's denying.
Dude,
like
a video came out, right, like, of like the Meek Mills guy in the pool, and the video was being shot by PDD.
Right.
And PDD called him daddy.
And he's like, I'm brother love.
And apparently Meek Mills came on, he was on Twitter, like, he was tweeting, saying that, you know, fuck you guys, or like, some shit like that. And people in the comments were like, nigga did not deny it. he's not addressing the issue.
Yeah, he's just like, fuck you guys for making this accusation.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Like, it was like, hey, you're not even defending yourself here.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Rodney Jones, music producer. Yeah. Rodney Jones,
Lil Rod.
Also not very good. Like,
not a
good name now. Accused rapper Sean P. Diddy Combs of sexually assaulting him and forcing him to sleep with sex workers in a lawsuit.
Yeah. Wow.
Which was
male or female sex workers?
Both.
Could be both.
Maybe.
I linked the court documments.
Right.
Yeah. You can go ahead.
Hey, but if P. Diddy is paying for the sex workers.
No, I mean, then it's like a honey trap. Yeah.
Okay. So you film everything and then use it against you, lah.
When they are underage.
Oh shit.
So
then you are done for,
the
right?
The part that Meek Mills got inside was he in his lawsuit said that there's an unnamed rapper. Footnote: that unnamed rapper is a Philadelphia rapper who dated Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. So that was like, they were outing him without like just putting his name there, lah.
Right.
But they did everything in their power to out him, lah.
Right. So if you know you're in a honey trap, right? Could you like at every like 10 seconds ask the girl like, so how old are you? What's your education level?
If you're going to proceed on,
while she's sucking your dick, she's like,
are
you in college right now? Do you have a degree?
So someone posted it on Twitter or X. Nicki Minaj on like some Instagram live with some other rapper or some shit, or some actor or someone, and then she was like talking about like men who play for the other team or some shit like that.
Right.
And then the guy was like, I don't know anyone like that.
Right.
And then she was like, we all know.
Yeah.
So vibes.
We all know, as in we all know
who these people are. Like,
yeah.
It was like, wow. And she was like, I have no problems talking about that.
Right.
The guy was like, I don't know anything. Immediately, he was like, oh, you're going there. I don't know anything about
that. Yeah. I think Cat Williams also bring up PDD, right?
Yes.
During the
fucking Shannon Sharp, the podcaster.
Yeah.
The one that broke the internet. It's like, PDD wanting to party. You got to say no. that one was one of the highlights. Right?
Yeah.
So it's not a good look for PDD, for Sean Combs.
Brother
for
Love.
For this to be, Brother Love.
Yeah.
For this to be the follow-up.
Yeah.
Right.
This is like doubling down on like, whatever Cat Williams said, lah.
Yeah.
Not only about P. PDD,
but it's not looking good for
it's
him.
It's not looking good. It's not looking good for many people.
Mm.
And so now, like, there are like rumors saying that how did this guy get away with all this shit for the longest time?
Mm.
And because if you read down like lower in the court documents, right, they talk about like I think I linked it. Like this guy was analyzing the court documents on Twitter. This white guy, and there's one portion where he brags about like having a guy that can handle anything for you.
Right. Right.
So if he needs, he can vanish any sticky scenario for you from the face of the earth.
PDD bragging la.
Something like that. Something like that. Right. Yeah. And it's also in the documents, like court documents, saying that such a character or such a person's name was mentioned.
Mm.
Yeah.
But the actual name was not mentioned in the document la.
I think it might have been.
It might have been.
Yeah. I watched a little bit of the clip and I was like, fuck, if it's there, I might as well go and read it myself.
Yeah.
If I have the time la. But so this might point towards Diddy being like one of like the establishment's agents la.
Mm.
Like Epstein la. This guy was just like the black version.
Right. Yeah, to control the celebrities.
And his Ghislaine was like his assistant.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Like his version of Ghislaine Maxwell was his assistant.
Ah, I see. Going out to recruit all this.
Yes. And when people approached her to like complain about all this shit, like, hey, why is he doing this? Like,
yeah.
Like, can you like help me?
Yeah.
It's like, oh no, it's all right. It's all right.
Yeah.
You'll be all right.
Yeah.
All this kind of shit, lah.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. And his assistant is a female, lah.
Female. I think she might be either Armenian or Jewish, lah. Either one, lah.
Right.
Or maybe Arabic or what. But yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, something.
She's not white, lah. I don't think she's white.
Something. The older ones. PDD has some or not. There was rumored connection between him and Tupac's death. So right. Is it?
Oh really? I don't know about that.
Was it the other guy? I was not too sure. The drive-by shooting.
Tupac, wasn't it? Wasn't it Biggie? They said that
there was beef between them, but it was like, I don't know lah.
Yeah.
Until now, it's still not
gang-related, right? Apparently, that's the.
That's what they said lah, but it can be also driven, business-driven also.
Mm-hmm.
Like rivalry. There's like no doubt in a lot of people's mind that if Tupac was still around now, he'd be super big.
Oh, for sure. Bigger. Yeah.
Yeah. Even Biggie, what? Now people are saying
Biggie
that
Smalls.
Biggie Smalls might have been offed.
Mm.
Yeah.
A lot of the
because this guy was his friend, right? Isn't
PDD and Biggie's? Yeah. I think so. There's a lot of like, you know, East Coast, West Coast. I don't know what gang they were from. Mm-hmm. Like, this one killed that one, that one killed this one. Back right. then, lah. Now is this one kill you in like beefing songs. That's all like the
Wait,
songs.
Was it even like something to do with the gang or?
No, there was a beef. There was a beef going on, right? They were dissing each other on their tracks, and people were loving it. Like, yeah, that's music, man. Then somebody, you know, pop, gone too far.
Right.
Pop. They're trying to stop that now. So now it's like spreading rumors. Yeah, he gay.
Yeah.
And then he gay. And then they're going around.
I'm pretty surprised that Tekashi 69 is not part of his crew.
Like one
that of guy them was in trouble. A lot of people wanted off him also.
Yeah, that guy was different.
He ratted a lot of people. Like, he's branded a rat.
If there's a gay rapper, he'll be the first one, I assume.
Yeah.
With the amount of tattoos on his face.
Yeah.
That guy was
running.
Not only that lah, like I think he was like pretending like he was like some big time like gangbanger.
Right.
But he was just hanging around with people who were seriously doing it. And it's like the Mexican cartel or someone, like they wanted to off him one.
Because
they
talking
actually
too
confronted
much, right?
him, yeah.
He was talking too much, right, about like the operations that's going on behind the scenes and
correct,
all that
something
kind of stuff.
Like that, yeah. Then he went to jail, right? Didn't he go to jail? Like they arrested him, right?
Yes, yeah.
And now he's out lah, but
didn't he get whacked by three fellas, right?
Yes.
In the toilet or something.
Yeah, I think Mexicans
By the Mexicans, right?
Must have been Mexicans, but I don't know whether it's Mexican cartel or.
I think look at the three Mexicans. I think most likely lah.
What? No, because Mexicans got different one.
But one of them
got the Norteños. Then Leme is Southern Mexicans.
MS-13
is different. El Salvador.
Oh yeah, but yeah. Also, but they have a stronghold in Mexico, also, right?
Then got Latin Kings.
The thing is that they wouldn't just end it with him with just beating him up, or they would have like
no, dude. It was all caught on film. Oh. It was a video that got released. He got
could it be like clout
bashed in the toilet?
Like,
no,
like
one of them released, put it on social media.
Yeah, and say that this is what will happen to you
if you read this out loud.
Yeah. So I think it's personal, and they were willing to take the heat, lah.
Mm. And apparently he was also involved with like underage girls or some shit like that.
Okay.
So they were like, don't come back to New York or Puerto Rico or don't know what fuck shit, lah. Like,
yeah.
So he was like persona non grata for quite some time. Then he from nowhere came back, and then now he's like accepted in some way.
I don't know.
Yeah, but he's out, like he's a free man now.
Yeah, why it was all set up, like how Kiara Kitty went to set up her egging.
The bashing wasn't set up, lah.
The bashing was definitely not set up.
Yeah, the bashing was.
Yeah,
oh, it was set up.
The guy was in a fetal position in the floor.
He was being bashed in his boxes, lah.
Yeah,
they pulled him out, dragged him out from the toilet.
Yeah,
like it was quite bad, lah.
It's quite bad.
And for someone who in the videos and all, like fucking gangster, like,
yeah, yeah,
you look pretty pathetic. It was not fun.
Yeah.
But he was jumped, lah. Let's
yeah,
also
he was
keep
jumped.
That. Yeah, by multiple fellas.
But also, let's he can play the victim all he wants, but he put himself in that position also, lah.
Oh,
all the shit that he's talking.
Definitely, definitely, definitely.
What the? Yeah, Daniel Hernandez calling himself Tekashi 69.
Yeah, face tattoos. You're like yeah.
Actually, no, just Tekashi 69.
Yeah, so what's going to happen to PDD? Is he facing like jail time? Hopefully,
no,
right?
still being.
Yeah,
like
yeah. We don't know what's going to go on, but I'm pretty sure this one, it'll be kept alive, lah. Black Twitter will keep it alive.
Will he link up with Vince McMahon and be like, "Hey, bro, tell me your stories, lah. I want to learn from you." I've yet to take a shit on a guy's head.
But from the stories here, right? Vince McMahon seems like a saint. This guy is like trying to control people's lives.
Yeah. At least Vince McMahon tried to control one person's life.
One person's life. This one, this multiple people. And like,
and you can argue that the bitch might have liked it at some point.
Exactly.
She's like,
exactly.
I'll take two things in my ass, but can I fly in a private jet? Yeah. It's like, okay, fine. I'll do it.
No, I don't mind like three fellas shitting on my head.
Yeah.
Just when I feel better.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Like, can I get
that
Rolls Royce?
One of the reply was like, just when I feel better.
Yeah.
I'm turning a corner. I'm like,
I
will feel better soon. Like
after taking a ride in your Rolls Royce,
yeah.
I think I'm good.
What
I'm good for the weekend.
Like the question I would ask is, what if he had paid the what she was owed?
Hmm. Who is he? Vince McMahon?
Vince McMahon. But like, what would she have done if she was paid? Would she still claim the things she's claiming? Or it's... Because right now, this whole thing started off because he stopped payments.
Yes, correct.
So here's the thing. Like, it sounds horrible, everything she's done. And I'm pretty sure it did happen to her. But the reality of it is, she only brought this up because she wasn't being paid.
But I've got no issue with her trying to collect the money.
Yeah.
I have got no issue with that. The only issue I have, right, is with people who are
trying to paint her as a
victim.
Mm. Yeah. The bitch is not 20 years old.
No.
She's in the late 30s.
She is getting back. She wants to get what she was entitled to.
Yeah.
Because that was what was promised to her.
Yeah.
For all the literal shit that she was taking.
And also in context, she's not a young kid. You know, if she's young, she's like 18, 19 year old, okay, fine. Maybe like the allure of money and fame.
No, and it seemed like that number was agreed upon.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
if
it was agreed upon, right, him negating or like taking his shit word back.
Yeah.
That's a scum move, lah.
Right.
But okay, lah, it makes sense why he did it.
Yeah.
Because people were outing him.
Mm.
They were saying that, oh, you know, he's a fucking pussy hound. He was doing this, doing that. And then when there were multiple accusations, that was when I think his lawyers advised him, said that don't make any payments.
Right.
Because someone like came out to say that he has made like multiple hush payments.
To keep people quiet.
Yeah. I think that was when he stopped paying.
Right. Mm. Right. Yeah. You see, if only PDD and Vince McMahon knew each other, right? PDD could recommend that friend.
Yeah, we wouldn't know.
To be like, keep
maybe
it quiet.
They do. Maybe they do.
And then
maybe they do know each other.
You know, it made me think of like billions.
Right.
Where Axelrod, right?
Yeah.
Had the guy who would like go out and like collect info, intel.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah.
Arrange
yeah, yeah.
for shit.
Yeah.
I forgot the actual actor's name, but he was Tim what? McManus from Oz. He was the Oz the manager. What?
Right. Yeah. I can't remember the guy's name as well.
Yeah, but, yeah. He played the character well.
Like he's like a janitor. He cleans up people. He snoops around for info and then cleans up the mess.
And he gets whatever shit Bobby Axelrod wants.
Yeah. He's a fixer.
He's a fixer, lah. Yeah.
Fixer.
For the right amount of money.
I think everyone needs a fixer, lah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't afford one.
I think every billionaire would have multiple fixers.
Of course,
lah.
When you have that kind of money, I think.
Yeah.
That's why we need more patron members to join us. So that we can hire our own fixer.
Yes.
Yeah.
We do. But at this point in time, we're still safe.
I think we need Joe Rogan amount of cash.
Yeah.
Amount of cash to
the problem is that we don't even have a lot of things to. It'll be like wasted money because we don't have a lot of things to hide. Not yet, lah.
Yeah. No, we need a fixer to bring us into Spotify. Cut us a Spotify deal. Like Joe Rogan. Yeah.
What? To blackmail the CEO of Spotify.
we gotta start off small. We have to get Gary Tan to help us get a interview with Miss Pui. Because Gary can get things done.
He can, yeah.
Yeah.
Gary can get things done. He is a fixer.
But before that, we need a new studio.
Wait. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait, Gary has interviewed Mark Maron, right?
A lot of people.
I think so, yeah.
He's gotten interviews with things. Neil Brennan,
yeah.
Yeah, that is crazy.
That's wild.
That's crazy for a Singaporean podcaster to have interviewed two such people, right?
Yeah.
Not again.
And his podcast is like not well known.
Yeah, it's not again podcast. Yeah. You know? And then he's, I mean, it's kind of low profile, but I honestly think he can.
Isn't Mark Maron's podcast one of the world's biggest podcasts?
Yeah, WTF.
Yeah.
Mark Maron, yeah.
It's huge. Neil Brennan's podcast, so. But he was a writer on the Chappelle Show.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so
that's true.
He's quite well known.
Anything is possible. So we can just maybe we'll rent the Longkang Kitty's Red Room.
It's called Red Room, right? Not Rape Room, right?
No, Red. Yeah, Red. So red, get the Red Room. Loan
but after a couple of tequila shots, it might be Rape Room.
No. Now, this kind of things. Yes, we need a fixer. Bai
Tio.
We need a fixer for that. We need a fixer to fix
when the lights go off, right? And we tell the guests, don't worry, it's just a power outage. don't worry.
It happens all.
We have a couple of candles here in the. We're gonna light the candles up.
Yes.
And then you just lie on this mat on the floor.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why? Don't worry about the wine.
Don't worry that we are all naked, right? Because the aircon is not has been switched off. It's a little warm in here.
It's a little warm.
Yeah.
That's the reason why we all said to wear track suits.
We don't like to sweat in our clothes. We like to sweat naked.
wearing a mixed colors of track suits.
Yeah.
Like
the colors of our mics.
Like yeah. Like we are from the mafia, the New York families in the 80s.
Yeah.
Tracksuit mafia.
Yeah.
Josie will fit right in because he's got enough kicks to match whatever colors he wears.
Right. But I don't get it sweaty, lah. So I'm going to remove my tracksuit. Yeah.
Just rip it off.
Blue, yellow.
But I was shocked that none of the people involved in the case were actually porn stars that were named.
Right.
Because, you know, for this kind of debauchery, where do you go?
Maybe it's so bad, right, that the porn stars will be like, we don't want to get involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, get the hookers. Firstly, you're not paying us enough money. Secondly, black male rappers are not our thing.
Yeah.
If only you had chosen red colour.
Oh, no, there are black porn stars who'd be so happy
to be
part of the entourage.
To be part of them. Yeah.
They may be. But apparently it's a very deadly...
I'm speaking like without even like checking, researching whether the porn stars I was thinking of, are they still alive?
I see.
It's a deadly profession. Deadly for yourself. Apparently. Recently, the bad news that one porn star took her own life by putting a shotgun in her mouth and pulling the trigger. Kurt Cobain style.
Wow.
Holy crap.
Was she on any substance when she did that?
Can I just say, as sad as the story is, right? Can I just say that her multitasking skills is through the roof?
Why?
Being able to put the shotgun in her mouth and then pull the trigger.
How is that multitasking?
And not missing a shot.
Oh, you mean like...
No, you put your mouth onto the fucking muzzle.
Yeah.
And then you just press.
Right.
How hard is that?
Women with bad aim. They could... She could miss.
There's no way she could miss.
Right.
Because she already fucking gave the muzzle a deep throat.
Right.
So if it's in the mouth, there's no missing.
Depending on the amount, number of cocks that she had, maybe the gun might, you know, slip right through.
Even
and
better.
She might have choked on the rifle instead.
It doesn't say, but it yeah. seems like...
Wait, what's her name?
Cagney Lynn Carter.
Yeah.
Right.
So she had issues with Chris Brown.
Huh?
Yeah, she had a feud with Chris Brown. He claimed that he paid her $2,500 to be an escort and then posted a pic of her and an escort and posted a pic of the singer's of Chris Brown's genital online.
Oh. Ooh. Well, for $2,500 that's quite low though. I guess.
I think so.
Is he rocking a piece though?
If that Brown paid her to be his escort as she shared pics of the singer's penis on Twitter, okay. which eventually got her account suspended.
Yeah.
Then I think after that, it was like, Chris Brown was like, nah, that's not my dick.
My dick's too small. See, my dick's too big. No, the photo's too small.
Because that is akin to like revenge porn, right? Like,
that's true.
Yeah, because if it happens to a girl, people will be like, oh, yeah. how can you do that? So this one also, the fella did, if it was him, it was all done in confidence.
Mm.
And then this bitch.
Yeah.
Now this dead bitch.
Yeah, it was like the Carter also said that Brown thought that the deal they made included sex.
Mm.
But when she didn't, then he proceeded to bully her online or something like that. But that one, I think, was dropped.
$2,500. $2,500. You should at least get a pop.
Definitely.
Yeah. At least jerk off
on the tits. If anyone's paying $2,500.
Yeah. Jerk off on the tits, at least.
No, but her last picture was quite... So that was a picture of her at the beach.
Okay.
Then right. That was her last picture.
Yeah, but you see, we don't know...
Because she's in Florida.
We
maybe Florida just makes you suicidal.
Usually, Florida just makes you a junkie.
I didn't see anything about substance abuse there.
I think American capital for coke. So there's very low possibilities that she was not on any substance when...
She does have coke face, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Because she chose the same route as Cobain.
Mm.
Who was on a speedball at that time?
At least Cobain and has a better career than her.
But you had to be like, you know, in order to put the shotgun in your mouth, like, I mean, maybe that just, you have to be out of your mind. Like,
you really do.
Guess what? Her mind was out of her.
She blew her own mind.
Yeah.
But that, she's and only and one.
She's not the only one. Yeah. Jessie Jane, another porn star who actually crossed over in certain ways.
Jessie Jane sounds familiar.
Jessie Jane, she was huge. She was like a digital playground, like one of the top contract stars.
Yeah.
She got like mainstream work as well. She and the other contract stars of digital playground were featured on Entourage.
But that was like kind of accidental, right? That one is
No. It was which one? Jessie Jane, yeah, accidental.
Well, overdose.
She and the boyfriend.
Overdosed. OD'd together.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Because she... Then I was reading, the article that said that she was dead, right? They actually went, like, they gave details, like, she was at her peak at one point. She was, like, she took over, like, Jenna Jameson's spot at one point. I think it was early 2000s, mid-2000s. You know, there was, like, a Pirates of the Caribbean kind of parody.
Yep, yep.
She was like the star of that.
Wow.
And it became like a franchise thing. So she was making money.
Right, right.
And then she got married. I think she got divorced from that guy. And then she let herself go.
Right.
She became quite chubby.
Chubby funster.
Yeah. Then she came back to do porn.
Did she cut weight?
No, she was quite...
Did she put on a sweatsuit and went for a run?
She did not. Instead, she chose the pharmaceutical option.
Oh, Ozempic.
I think by that time, she was really hooked on drugs. I don't know whether it's like pharmaceutical or like other drugs, but she OD'd. She and her then-boyfriend.
Yeah. I think, is it fentanyl? I wouldn't be surprised if it's fentanyl.
I won't be surprised. They did not, the article did not disclose what she OD'd on, but they were like, it's a overdose. I think they said accidental overdose or something like that.
Because accidental overdose sounds like bad drugs. Maybe she did coke with fentanyl in it. And
or maybe she did like Percocet and like Oxycontin or some shit like that. Coke. She mixed coke with something or like meth with something.
Because it's a big problem now actually. A lot of drugs apparently have like fentanyl cut in it in the, in the States.
Maybe, yeah.
It's just a cheaper option.
Because they were like saying it's also quite a weird move from her, because she seems to be moving away from it. She started her own yoga studio.
Oh, okay.
2019. Cagney.
Oh, okay.
So this Cagney, okay.
Yeah, so she did her own thing, and then this move comes after like the only thing is that they did say she was struggling with mental health issues lah, as the years passed.
Right.
And she was alone when that happened. So she was alone to her
own. Could it be Chris Brown?
No,
you revenge porn.
I think
me
that was like some time ago. Right?
Oh, okay.
That was some time ago.
Dude, but like the world of porn stars, right? You got to like imagine, right?
Like August Ames was bullied into it.
I don't understand why she actually offed herself because she was
but she was
actually putting up a really good fight.
No, yeah, she was.
Right,
but she's
like
being bullied.
She was being bullied on Twitter.
The commenters and all that were saying that she's being hateful and all that, but she was actually just more concerned about her own. Her reason for saying is that she was...
No, but she... Mm. It seemed right, like she was very strong with the position.
Mm.
Because she said that, wait, what I'm saying, right, is I'm flagging a health issue, a health risk. Like, I don't want to work with men who do shoot, like, bi or gay scenes
without
protection or without the necessary health checkups.
Right.
Right? I don't want to work with them. Because I don't want to put myself at the risk lah.
Mm.
So she posted something like that because she found out that a male talent that was on set to work with her, that guy was doing like gay stuff. And I think her contract or some shit like that, right? Like she explicitly says that she won't work with those men who do that lah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So she's like, I don't want to work. Then that became a thing. And I think someone went to like post on
I remember this story
on
actually.
Twitter or some shit. So she gave her side of the story lah.
Yeah.
Then there were a few people who were supporting her.
Right.
Saying that is totally fair.
Mm. Mm.
And then there were other like female and male porn stars who started saying that you are just a cunt. You're being a cunt.
Mm.
And all this kind of shit lah. Then like she was like, how am I why should I put your fucking pocket?
Yeah.
Ahead of my life or some shit like that.
Mm.
So it was like back and forth. Like there are blogs and all, or there are articles about it. Like they show the entire thread. And then eventually she just said like this industry is so fucked up where you are, you know, you want to make a good living and then you are being attacked for your principles and all this kind of shit.
Yeah.
Then the next day she was dead.
Wow.
Yep.
This was before OnlyFans, right?
Oh yeah, before OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Well, blame OnlyFans then.
And she was married, you know.
She was married, and she was at the pinnacle.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
When she died, right, she was like almost at the top.
Wow.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense. Eh.
Yeah.
Because the thread that was on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Made her seem very, very strong.
Right.
Because after that, right, people were like supporting her.
Yeah.
Saying that it makes sense, lah.
Yeah.
Like
it's her choice anyway, what?
It's her choice, what?
End
like,
of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you really want to take risks, right, then, like, in their mentality, is that, hey, this industry is plagued with, like, all sorts of funky behavior.
Mm.
I don't want to be a part of it.
Yep.
And then you get singled out and, like, bullied for it.
Mm.
Then she was like, no, I'm not going to stand for it.
Yeah.
Then suddenly the next day, she kills herself, like.
Oh, shit.
Then you're like, huh?
Wow.
Like, it was quite weird. Like,
and where was the husband when she took her own life?
No, she was in a what car park.
Yeah, like it was.
Did
weird,
the husband pull the trigger?
No. Wait. Which one? Oh no. Ames August hung Ames. Herself.
Yeah.
Huh.
But she had cocaine, marijuana, antidepressants, and Xanax.
Xanax.
Jesus.
Yeah, 23 years old, Nina.
Wow.
Yeah, she was found dead in the park. Wow. I mean, she hung herself in the park. Strange.
Very strange, lah.
But very with all strange. That in the system, I think she must not be on sound mind, I guess.
Yeah.
Did she have a history of like drug abuse as well?
No, but the thing is that if you're smoking weed, right, then why would you take Xanax?
True.
I'm not sure.
And then
true.
Coke. You had coke, and then you have weed, then you got fucking opioids.
Yeah.
It's like everything is like a cocktail. It's like, wait. Very, very, very weird.
And in the park,
was found in the park. Yeah.
Who's to say, la?
It sounds like, you know, the who was it that this guy who claimed to have Hillary Clinton's emails, and then he threatened to release it, and then he was found hung in the park.
Yeah.
As well, and then shot as well in the chest or something.
Was that about the briefcase shit?
I think so, dude.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, right?
Public space.
Yeah, this sounds like a statement, though.
Statement to other people.
Sounds like someone trying to make a statement.
Yep.
And then this fella who hang and shoot himself, ruled a suicide.
Ah.
I was like, what?
What's his name? To Kill a Messenger.
Gary Webb, yeah.
Gary Webb. That one's so
fucking... Two bullets in the head.
Two bullets back of the head.
Shot himself twice, you know.
Suicide.
Pam.
Yeah, the first one's like, I think it didn't hit my brain.
Yeah.
Let me shoot myself again.
The fact that you can shoot yourself once and have the thing, I don't know, pam.
And all your faculties work.
Hmm? Yeah.
Fantastic.
I mean,
when you're missing part of your brain.
The thing is, I also wouldn't shoot myself from the back of my head. I would do from the front, right?
The porn industry, right, is so weird. I read this story, right, on the database. It'll be known as the database from now onwards.
Yeah.
So it was this guy who was shared. The whole thread is about people and reflecting on their experiences with porn stars.
Right.
Mm. So they book porn stars as escorts.
Right, yeah.
It's got a very big following, that thread has. So one of the fucked up stories was about this porn star called Tory Lane.
Mm-mm.
Right? So, this guy, he was working, he flies in and out of like Vegas and California quite often.
Right.
So, he did say that he can afford to book them like every now and then.
Mm.
So, like every few months, he would like see which porn star he really wants or whatever and see if he can contact and like get them to come over to the hotel that he stays at. So, you always stay at a nice 5-star hotel and everything. So, they are always keen to meet once he makes the arrangements and all. So he found out that Tory Lane was available in Vegas.
Yeah.
That she was available in Vegas. So he was like, made the contact and everything.
Yeah.
Set up all the meeting. Okay, I'll meet you at my hotel lobby at the bar. We can have a few drinks and discuss shit before we go up. So she came. They started having drinks. And it was like, she was like nicely dressed and everything. Then he did say that he likes using cocaine while fucking lah. And she was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's
can't say no to coke.
Can't say no to coke.
Yeah.
So they went up, started doing a couple of lines.
Yeah.
And then the sex started and was quite wild.
Mm.
And then at one point, she puked all over the bed.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So she puked all over the bed, and this guy was like, "Oh fuck, man!" Like,
yeah. Did she puke on herself as well? She puked on herself.
Yeah, she puked on herself and on the bed and on this fellow as well. Yeah.
This is gonna be challenging.
And then he was like, "Fuck this!" Like, no matter you
go clean yourself off.
You want to clean yourself? Then she was like, "No, you go ahead."
Yeah.
So he was like, "Okay, never mind. I'll go first, lah."
Yeah.
And he was like, "Maybe once I come out, I'll get the fucking cleaners to come and clean, housekeeping to come and clean lah."
Yeah.
So he went in, right? When he came out, a guy is fucking her.
on the puke.
On the puke.
On the puke.
You know who was the guy? No? Housekeeping.
housekeeping.
So he clean. Was like, wait, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is this? Like, I was not even in the shower for like 5 minutes. I just had to wash myself and I had to come out so that she could wash herself.
Yeah.
So I can call the fucking fellas to come. And how is she fucking? How is that guy fucking her?
Yeah.
When she's full of puke.
He saw an opportunity. He had to take it. Like, what are the odds? I'm not even paying for this.
That's wild.
And the guy wanted to leave, right? She held him back.
As in the protagonist of the story, lah.
Yeah. No. The
housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
Yeah. When he saw there's another guy in the toilet, right?
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
So like, then the guy like, eventually he left, right?
Yeah.
He was like, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. And then, she still had like cum on her.
Yeah.
She had puke on her.
Yeah.
And then he was like, "Do you want to like wash yourself?" You know what she did not? She said, "No, just fuck me." And he was like, no, I don't think like it can happen anymore. No. She just put on a dress and she left.
Oh, wow. coke makes you do wild things.
Yeah. And like yeah. he went like really like into like details about the fucking la.
Yeah.
And he said that it like she became like a monster while fucking, and he was also taken aback la.
Right. Like a lot of choking and stuff, right? Like
yeah, really like
it
yeah.
was like she was possessed.
It was like right. she was possessed. Right. And then like he said la, like eventually he was thinking about it and like he didn't know whether it was the coke.
Yeah.
Or it was like her own personal demons or yeah. she was possessed. Like he couldn't tell.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think it's all of the above, lah. That's the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So answer D, all of the above.
He said that experience, right, made him like stop doing coke if right. he ever wanted to like fuck any porn star.
Right.
Yeah. He was like, oh, I was like,
later he finds out that she was actually sober or like yeah. off coke for the longest of time.
Yeah.
He caused her to like relapse in the worst way. In yeah. the worst way possible. It just whacked her in the, like, whoa. I missed this. Lane.
Is the videos pretty fucking insane as well?
Yeah.
Pretty fucking insane.
Yeah, pretty insane as well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's not normal.
Right.
She's not normal. She's got the crazy bitch kind of vibes as well.
Yeah. I want to hear a life story though. What happened when you were 12?
Oh, there must be something wrong.
Yeah.
There must be seriously something wrong.
How many uncles stick how many fingers in your vagina when you're 14?
It's a distinct possibility. Because quite a number, like, I remember you have watched it, right? 9 to 5 Days in Porn.
Yeah.
Hot Girls Wanted. How many different documentaries all, like, actually pointed one thing out, la, that they are all, most of them, there are some of them no issues whatsoever.
Right.
And they just like come in because of an ex-boyfriend or something.
Yeah. The ones you don't hear about. Yeah.
Like it started off from like strip dancing, yep. pole dancing, and then like it transitioned like damn quick. And the 9 to 5 Days in Porn was like, wow, got molested as a kid.
Yeah.
Differing stories. La.
My mom never loved me.
Yeah. Some say they don't have issues, they do it, they go into it willingly. Mm. Others say, like, you know, abuse has.
Then there's a Sasha Grey also, la, yeah, who's like, good family and like smart kid, and then she just want to experiment. Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, Sasha Grey was like
anomaly. She's a bit of anomaly.
Anomaly, la. Like,
yeah.
I would say even like Mia Khalifa, right?
Yeah.
Did not go to the level of Sasha Grey.
Sasha Grey's first scene was what, 5 guys, right?
Did she go that quick?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Yeah, eventually there was like crazy stuff going on. La.
Yeah.
I only know Mia Khalifa played with her own life la, by choosing to go down that route.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or being like Lebanese and all that, right?
No.
She was in America like at a young age.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But like, he's talking about the
wearing the hijab.
Yeah, the hijab, yeah.
To start that. La. That's right. Quite dangerous.
But that's a practical thing also, right? Once you have cum on your face, you use that to wipe it off.
Yeah.
Limb waving.
Yes. Limb waming. There are certain groups out there that does not like it. It's like, no, that is not for
then
wiping.
Then when they have sex with their wives, do they ask the wife to remove the headgear?
You'll never know.
Or do they ask the wife to keep it on?
You're asking the wrong audience.
Yeah, you'll never know.
I'm asking some of our audience and who may be again, in that demographic. Yes. I like how you call it headgear.
That is the porn category term. Limb waming.
Yeah, it's a headgear so that when he slaps you with the dick, right, you won't feel the full impact of it. But you might suffer concussion.
Mia Khalifa got so much shit for that because she originates from that part of the world.
Right.
So people took it as like, hey, bitch, you do whatever you want, la. Why you need to pull this shit in?
Yeah. But also the fuckers who are watching it, right, if they are Muslims, can they be considered good Muslims? For you to get angry.
That right? one I can't tell.
Yeah, I'm jerking off to Mia Khalifa, but I'm upset that she's wearing headgear. I'm so conflicted, you know.
Because it's not a reality. It's like that's not real.
Yeah, you know, in Sunday school, when your teacher say, "Hey, you didn't close your eyes during prayer."
Yeah,
it's like, bitch, your eyes are open as well for you to see that. I didn't close my eyes.
You're like, aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The prayers work. I prayed that I could pray. No, I'm blind. If I'm blind, just like suddenly can't see. I don't know. It's quite sad that this had to happen to ladies who are earning a reasonable income.
But it's shocking it has happened like to porn stars, except for August Ames, right? The rest of them were from, I think, late 90s early 2000s.
Yeah, yeah, and during then they die now. During that year.
Because people who are struggling then, Jenna Jameson is still alive. Janine Lindenmuller is still alive. Quite a number of them who like really the fell pioneers. Off the wagon.
The pioneers.
Yeah.
Janine Lindenmuller got her man stolen by Sandra Bullock.
Ooh.
What's the fella's name? Jesse James, the guy who built
the motorbike, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
Imagine how many lives OF has saved, you know, by giving women another opportunity to make
something that they can control.
Yeah.
Then they have no risk of abuse.
There's no like middle management, right?
I mean, like no risk of abuse from agents and all. But recently more because now most like some of the OF's ones, I think, they've said that it's agency run.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, right. Agency has taken over. Yeah.
I think that was from like within few months of OF like picking up, right?
Mm.
All these people came in, like Andrew Tate and Tristan Tate were making money from this. What?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what we should be doing.
Where they were the agents, they were the managers.
We have the perfect name for it, right?
Yeah.
We have the perfect name. It's like LOL, LOL.
Into the lobang.
LOL Inc.
LOL Inc.
Yeah.
Lots of fans.
Lots.
Yeah. Our first. What do you call someone? Our first talent to acquire would be Nikki Tang 69.
Who's retired?
Is she in Singapore?
Not in I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And on that
note, if someone made it this far,
yeah,
they deserve it, lah.
They deserve
and
it.
If you know who Nikki Tang 69 is, or not know, check her on OnlyFans.
Yeah, please let us know.
Drop her a dollar or a dime.
Wait, isn't that account like $50 or some shit like that?
I have no idea.
I think just pay for it.
I think so.
And let us know.
No idea.
Yeah. Ciao.
Ciao.